like they were waiting for something.
That's right, Judy. They are waiting for something.
What?
Well, just to make certain all my toys will know how to behave when I take them out into the world, I put them through a special rehearsal under the big Christmas tree. And while they're marching, my supervisors inspect them. So that's what my toys are waiting for, Judy and Jimmy. The Christmas tree parade.
A parade? Jiminy Cricket, Santa, are we going to see it?
You are, Jimmy, and right this very minute, oh, Major Muffy, proceed with the Christmas tree parade.
Rat-a-tat-tat, the bugle has blown and summoned us into life. Oh, oh, the buttons on our uniforms are polished till they shine.
Are polished till they shine.
Now the general is giving commands.
All in.
And the call for attention is made.
Attention.
And everyone is ready for the Christmas tree parade.
Was on.
Yes, yes, Nicky. What is it? What is it?
Captain Tintop is waiting in your office.
Captain Tintop?
Yes, sir. And he's got the Silver Star.
Well, that's the nicest news Judy and Jimmy have heard in a long time. The Silver Star is safe and sound. At least, we hope it is. But I'm not going to congratulate anybody until I've seen Captain Tintop return it in person.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Hoenig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
Hi, this is Adam Hess from WRCO's Weekend Wake Up. I would like to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This time of the year, I reflect upon the truly important things. My loving wife, the children and grandchildren, my great friends and co-workers, the fantastic listeners that join me each weekend on the radio and social media, and the many blessings that have been placed upon me. May each of you find the love and peace of this time of year all year long.
Exciting things are happening in the snow country, where Judy and Jimmy and their friends, the Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, are visiting with Santa Claus. You'll remember that Santa ordered Captain Tin Top and a detachment of tin soldiers to the Icicle Forest to battle the bad dolls who stole the Silver Star. Reports came back from the front that the enemy was being led by a strange, unknown creature. A Mabygram from Queen Melissa flashed the news that the Wintergreen Witch had escaped from her prison in Mabyland. Confident that Wintergreen was leading the culprits, Santa rushed more men to the scene of battle. Then, just as we left them last time, Nicky Froodle bounded in to announce that the soldiers had returned victorious. And now we find Santa Claus leading his smiling visitors into his private office where Captain Tin Top, man of the hour, awaits them.
And Captain Tin Top's got the Silver Star? Oh, I'm so glad, Santa Claus.
You bet. Gee, we're awfully grateful.
Oh, sure. Save your thanks for Captain Tin Top. He's waiting for me in my office. Ah, congratulations, Captain.
We have met the enemy and they are out.
Well, that's fine. And the star?
It is here.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
This is Judy, Captain Tin Top.
Your servant, ma'am.
And this is Jimmy, Captain Tin Top.
How do you do, sir?
He's fine, and so am I, now that we have our lovely silver star back again.
You bet.
Pardon my intrusion into this joyful occasion, no less joyful to me, I might add. But might I inquire about that large wreath of evergreen which you are carrying in your other hand, Captain?
This is the Crazy Quilt Dragon, Captain Tinta.
How do you do? This wreath to which you refer, sir, is all that remains, sir, of the enemy.
Indeed? How so, Captain?
You may recall, sirs and ma'am, that in the previous report, mention was made of unexpected assistance to the resistance of the bad dolls.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was the Wintergreen Witch.
Ugh, it makes me shudder to think of her. What happened to her, Captain?
This, ma'am. This is what happened to her. This is the Wintergreen Witch, ma'am.
Right. Well, how did she get turned into a Christmas wreath, Captain Tin Top?
Allow me to come to that later, if I may, sir. Santa Claus, sir, following arrival of reinforcements and intelligences re the ally of the bad dolls, I gave command to surround them in the Icicle Forest. A thickness of icicles prohibiting air attack made necessary concentration of infantry and artillery. May I make suggestions, sir, that artillery is far more effective? There need newer models.
Come now, Captain, come. I'm afraid that will hardly be necessary.
Do not agree, sir, but just a suggestion, sir. Giving orders not to fire until they saw the whites of their eyes.
Jimmy, he sounds like a history book, doesn't he?
We awaited the onset of the foe. With the cunning they are noted for, the bad dolls made their attack quietly, so we were unprepared, to some extent, for their appearance. Buck quickly gave the command to fire the cannon snowballs, and our superior numbers told the tale. Proceeding according to your instructions, sir, ordered the planes aloft with the witch net.
Witch net? So that's how you got old Wintergreen?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Captain, this is Patty O'Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear.
How do you do?
Fine, my military friend, but go on with your story, please.
Proceeding in formation B-2, the squadron flew until they sighted the enemy ally, a green blotch on the white ground.
My, this is exciting.
Whereupon they dropped the witch net, secured the prisoner, and returned to headquarters. As chief in command, the prisoner was placed in my custody along with the defeated bad dolls. I may say, sir, as an officer and a gentleman, sir, I dislike very much the idea of placing a female under arrest, sir. But upon closer association with said female, sir, form different opinions, sir.
I don't blame you, Captain. That old witch was a terror, no mistake at all.
He was a bit of a caution, sir, indeed. Having turned the bad dolls over to the repair factory to be restuffed, inquired of your head foreman, Santa Claus, sir, as to what might be done with the prisoner. Prisoner, not being citizen of Snowland and having no orders as to final disposition of same. Foreman opined that prisoner might be made into something useful, as suggested Christmas wreath. Evergreen for Wintergreen, you know.
So that's how it happened.
Yes, sir. Any further orders, sir?
No, that will be all for the present. Thank you, Captain. Except that we would be very happy to have you with us at the banquet.
Banquet? Bless my stuffing.
Oh, Captain Tin Top, you don't know how good it makes us feel to know that mean old Wintergreen Witch can't do anything to us anymore.
And she certainly can't, Judy. I'll see to that personally. I'll hang the wreath right up here in my office, and Nicky and I can both keep an eye on it. And now, How do you all feel toward a little refreshment?
Hmm? Gee, Santa Claus, I think we'd all like it pretty much.
Delighted. Well, when do we eat?
Paddy O'Cinnamon, as one citizen of Maybeland to another, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, you are you? Well, you can save the shame for yourself. That's what you can
do. No. Stop that quarreling. Well, I take it that you're all in the mood, hmm? Very well. Follow me to the banquet hall.
Somebody pat me on the back. I'm so nice and full, my stuffing's all bunched to the back.
Like this? Oh,
well, a little on that order, Jimmy, but that's enough, thank you.
I stopped counting all the cinnamon buns you were eating after I saw you take the 25th patio cinnamon.
I don't suppose you counted all the lime lollipops you had? What a crazy quill cavern you turned out to be.
Jimmy, I think we'd better be getting home pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, I do. You know, I feel sort of,
Let down, Jimmy?
Yes, I guess that's it. Gee, we've done so many exciting things, and I guess maybe I'm sort of tired or something. Anyway, it's getting awful close to Christmas, and Judy and I have had a swell time with you, Santa Claus, and... Well, we think we ought to go home.
As our adventures together draw to a close, as spokesman for our little party...
And just who appointed you as spokesman?
As spokesman for our little party, may I say a few words?
No.
Thank you. Tears come to my eyes when I contemplate parting from my dear, dear friends, the friends of adversity.
What's that? I think he means you all went to school together.
But we didn't.
Shh.
But I realize that like all good things, even this, our quest for the Silver Star must come to an end. With laurels on our brow.
What's he talking about?
Just let him rave. Crazy always has to make a speech.
We spend these last few precious moments together. Oh, may I propose a toast?
Well, I think that would be all right, friend Crazy Quilt.
I propose a toast to those true friends, those stalwart friends, those friends so soon to depart. lift your glasses of milk, friends. I give you Judy and Jimmy.
Well put. Well put. Well, have you all had enough?
That's
fine. I don't wish to hurry you, but it's getting time to leave. I'm going to take Judy and Jimmy.
And me, Santa. Don't forget me.
Oh, no. I wouldn't forget you, Patty O'Cinnamon. I'm going to take you back with Judy and Jimmy to their attic.
Oh, boy, this is the biggest thrill yet.
You've been so awful kind, Santa. We don't know how to thank you.
Oh, sure. That's all right. That's what Santa Claus is for, to help children find happiness.
Well, what about Crazy Quilt? Is he going back with us, too?
Oh, no, thank you, Jimmy. I think not. In fact, I've been quite taken with the snow country. I'd like to stay on here for a bit.
Well, that's quite all right. Glad to have you. Oh, Nicky!
Yes, Santa Claus?
Is the sleigh ready?
Just about, Santa Claus. They're filling the last trailer now.
Good. Have you checked everything with my list?
Yes, I did that personally.
Well, all right. Then I guess we can start. Come, children. Shake a paw there, Cinnamon Bear. I'll help you up, Judy.
Thank you, Santa, dear.
Now, how about you, Patty O'Cinnamon? You need any help?
Well, just a little boost, please, Santa Claus.
Will you allow me the pleasure, Patty O'Cinnamon?
I don't trust you at all, Crazy Quilt. But you can do it just this once.
Oh, such a way to regard the friend with whom you've gone through thick and thin.
How come this sudden burst of affection, Crazy Quilt? Are you feeling all right?
Oh, quite. Here, let me help you up.
Thank you, Crazy. You know, sometimes you're a good dragon. But only sometimes, mind you, only sometimes.
Have you got the Silver Star all right, Jimmy?
You bet. Been hanging on to it ever since we got back.
All right, you get in next, Jimmy.
Okay, Santa.
Oh, would you please hold the star for me a minute while I get in, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, with pleasure, Jimmy. Any little last-minute favor, you know.
Goodbye, dear Crazy Quilt. I hate to go away and leave you.
Goodbye, Judy girl. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I'm afraid I may have to weep a few Crazy Quilt tears.
Oh, please don't. We'll see you again sometime. Sure we will.
Goodbye, Nicky Froodle. If you ever come to the world with Santa Claus, drop in to see us. I'll show you my magic lantern set.
Maybe I will sometime, Jimmy. Thanks.
Just take a look around, Nicky, and see that all the trailers are fastened securely.
All right, Santa.
Okay, Crazy Quilt. You can give me the silver star now. Crazy Quilt?
Where is he?
Willikers. I don't know. What? He was here just a minute ago.
He must have dropped back to help Nicky. Hi, Crazy Quilt.
He's not here, Santa.
Gee, where do you suppose he was?
Look, there he is.
Where, Patty?
Over there, running as fast as he can go.
Jiminy crickets. And he's got the silver star.
My, my. And I was just about to remark how beautifully everything was going. That Crazy Quilt Dragon is certainly an amazing fellow. After all the adventures he's been through with Judy, Jimmy, and the Cinnamon Bear, who ever would have thought he'd steal the Silver Star again? But he did, and I must say, things look mighty serious. Christmas is just around the corner, and so is Crazy Quilt. And if anything's going to happen, it's got to happen quick. Let's listen next time and see if it does.
It's not the holiday season without the Cinnamon Bear. And we're proud to bring it to you here on WRCO Radio, made possible by our sponsors, Heenick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Dorn Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Well, Christmas is practically here, and Judy and Jimmy are still without their precious silver star. And unless they get it back in time to put on the very tip-top of their tree, Christmas just won't be Christmas, that's all. You remember that after Captain Tin Top captured the star from the Bad Dolls, Santa Claus gave a grand banquet. The children were filled with excitement, and Patio Cinnamon was filled with cinnamon buns. Inasmuch as Santa was about to leave on his annual trip to the world, he offered to take the twins and Cinnamon Bear with him. And then the most terrible thing happened. Jimmy asked Crazy Quilt to hold the silver star while he climbed into the sleigh, and when he turned around, the dragon was gone. It's hard to believe that Jimmy's friend would do that, but such is the case. And right now, he's running as fast as his Crazy Quilt legs will carry him.
Look at him go! Look at his flip!
I knew that Crazy Quilt Dragon would show his true colors.
Oh, dear. It makes me want to cry.
Yeah, we'll have to hurry if we want to catch him. Oh, Nicky, you and Jimmy unhook the trailers from the sleigh. We can go faster without them.
All right, Santa.
Be with you in a jiffy, Nicky.
And I thought Crazy Quilt had reformed.
Huh. Once a villain, always a villain.
I don't understand why he'd do such a thing. How are you coming, boys?
This is the last. There. Come on, Nicky.
All right, take my hand, Jimmy. Up you go. Are you in, Nicky?
All set.
Willikers, let's hurry.
Hi, Donner. Hi, Blitzen. Hi. A little more speed there, boys. That's better.
Hurrah. Just wait till I get me paws on that double-crossing dragon.
I'm just awfully disappointed in Crazy Quilt.
Me too.
Hey, tell me about this peculiar fellow. He seemed to be such a good friend of yours. And then to turn right around and make off with a Silver Star.
You see, Santa, he's the one who stole it in the first place, out of the big trunk in our attic.
Well, that explains it. But how did he happen to become such a great friend of yours?
Well, Cinnamon Bear helped us find him. And when he wouldn't give us the star, we yelled boo at him about 100 times. And then he jumped into the root beer ocean and lost it.
Oh, you should have seen him, Santa Claus. He came weeping through the breakers, vowing that he was a changed dragon, that he'd never do it again. Not much he wouldn't.
Oh, and you think he was just pretending to be your friend, waiting for a good opportunity to steal the star again, hmm?
I just don't know, Santa. He saved us from the Inkaboos and stood by us through all our troubles. Mm. And there were just lots and lots of times when he could have gotten away with the star easy as anything.
I see. Well, it was probably just a case of too much temptation.
Look, Santa Claus, I think we're gaining on him.
We are at that, Jimmy. But, oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
He's heading straight for the North Pole. Faster, Donner. Faster, Blitzen. Faster. Just as I thought. There he is, trying to climb up the North Pole. Come on, everybody, after him.
Come on.
We'll have to catch him before he gets up the pole, or we'll never get him.
Why, Santa?
Why, the Misty Folk live up there. They'd take him right in with them, and we'd never see Crazy Quilt or the Silver Star again. Oh, there. Oh, Dunner. Oh, Blitzenhole.
Hey, what's the idea of stealing our star, Crazy Quilt?
Why, hello, Jimmy boy. Fancy meeting you here. What's all this yelling about the star?
You know what about the star. You've got it.
Oh, now, come. You must be mistaken, my little friend. Such a thing would never occur to me.
Why, Crazy Quilt, you big storyteller, if you didn't steal it, why did you run away like that?
Run away? But I didn't run away, Judy. I'm merely getting a bit of exercise, trying out my new snowshoes. Oh, great sport.
And I suppose you use snowshoes to climb the North Pole? And if so, where are they?
Where are what?
The snowshoes, you villain, the snowshoes.
I just dropped them off to be half-soled.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, children. He's got the star all right. I can see it. It's sticking out of his hip pocket.
I'm so ashamed of you, Crazy Quilt. After we trusted you and everything,
we won't ever believe in you again, ever.
Oh, my friends, my dear companions, don't talk like that. You'll make me feel... Oh,
look, he slipped a bit.
No, he's got hold again.
Oh, can't any of you climb after him? If he reaches the top, we're lost.
I know how to bring him down. Remember, Jimmy, we'll all yell boo at him.
Oh, no, not that.
Come on, everybody, now, 1, 2, 3.
Boo! Boo!
Oh, he's down. Let's get him, Judy.
All right.
I got you, Crazy Quilt, and I'm feeling extra specially ferocious. Garage.
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him.
Oh, my friends. To think our beautiful friendship should end like... Oh, my.
He's turning over. Grab the star, Jimmy.
I've got it, Thaddeo Cinnamon. I've got the Silver Star.
Oh, you Crazy Quilt dragon. Thought you'd get away with it, huh? I'll teach you to trifle with cinnamon bears. Shake him up, children. Shake him up.
Wake up, children.
What's that?
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him good.
Oh, that's all right, Judy. I've got the Silver Star.
Children, what in the world are you doing? Get up off the floor. You're all tangled up in that old Crazy Quilt. Did you fall asleep? Oh, dear, I hope you didn't catch cold.
Cold? It isn't cold, Mother. Not like it is in the snow country.
Sure, it's a lot colder at the North Pole.
What? My darlings, are you ill? Have you got a fever? Let Mother feel your hands. You're talking so strangely.
We're all right, Mother. We had a most elegant time.
We sure did. The Silver Star was gone because the Crazy Quilt Dragon stole it. But Santa Claus helped us catch him and get it back.
You don't seem to have any fever. Now, hurry up, both of you. Daddy's home.
Did he bring the Christmas tree?
Yes, dear. And he wants you to come down and help him decorate it. My goodness, I wouldn't have let you come up here in the attic if I thought you'd go to sleep.
But we didn't go to sleep, Mother. We went to Maybeland.
Oh, Jimmy, look at poor Patio Cinnamon on the floor. And he's only about 4 inches high anymore.
Can we take the Cinnamon Bear downstairs with us, Mother?
The what?
Why, the Cinnamon Bear. You know, Patio Cinnamon. We found him in the trunk, and he's the one who took us through Maybeland. And we had lots and lots of swell adventures, too.
Oh, I see.
May we take him downstairs, Mother?
Of course you can. Now hurry. It's beginning to get dark.
There, Jimmy. The tree's all decorated. Isn't it simply beautiful?
Uh-huh. And there's our silver star, right on top where it belongs.
And Cinnamon Bear sitting on a branch right near it.
Remember the big Christmas tree that Santa Claus had in his palace?
Yes, and remember how we watched a wonderful, wonderful Christmas tree parade with all the toys and dolls?
You bet. And we rode on Santa Claus's miniature train, and I got to drive it and everything. You know what, Judy?
What?
I wonder if we really did fall asleep up in the attic like Mother said.
I don't know, Jimmy. It's all sort of mixed up like.
It sure is. But I just don't see how we could dream all of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, well, look at Patio Cinnamon. We didn't dream him.
Of course we didn't, dear little Cinnamon Bear. I bet he's about the best friend we've got.
And what about the Crazy Quilt Dragon, Judy?
Well, don't forget that we found our silver star and the Crazy Quilt up in the attic.
Sure, but it was a dragon when we were up at the North Pole. You know, maybe it all got changed around like that because Mother came up to look for us.
Grown-up folks don't believe in magic very much, I guess.
No, they just say you're sick or you've been asleep or something.
I wonder if we stayed awake tonight, do you suppose we'd see Santa Claus? We could ask him about it and thank him for helping us catch Crazy Quilt.
Oh, I don't think we'd better do that, Judy.
Why not, Jimmy? We've just got to find out, don't we?
Well, it would be nice, all right. But don't forget what Santa told us. Children can't see him if they stay awake.
That's right, he did.
Well, I guess we just better keep it a secret, Judy.
You mean about looking for the silver star?
Yes, because nobody would believe us anyhow.
But we believe us, don't we, Jimmy?
I suppose so. But gee willikers, I wish Mother hadn't said that about us going to sleep. It makes me kind of wonder.
Well, anyway, we've got our silver star. And best of all, we've got Patio Cinnamon.
You know what, Judy? Let's put him up on the tree every Christmas.
Yes, I think we should. After all, that's where he belongs. Right near the silver star where he can guard it. And see that nobody ever, ever steals it again.
I'm the cinnamon bear.
Jimmy,
with
I thought I heard something.
What? It sounds like Patio Cinnamon singing his very own song.
But Jimmy, he's only 4 inches high.
Listen, Judy.
Oh, Jimmy, it is the cinnamon bear. Maybe we weren't dreaming after all.
Now I'll growl.
Hurrah!
And I'll growl.
Karoo!
And if you like to friend, I'm much obliged to you.
And so ends the story of the Cinnamon Bear. Whether Judy and Jimmy dreamed these adventures or whether they really happened doesn't matter. They were truly wonderful and certainly most magical. And now that the silver star is shining brightly on the very tip-top of Judy and Jimmy's tree, we can smile our biggest holiday smile and say a Merry Christmas to you all. We hope you'll always remember little Patio Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear. That's the one thing that will make him very happy. And I can tell you on his behalf, he'll be much obliged to you.
It's our hope that you've enjoyed The Cinnamon Bear, a long-time radio tradition.
Whether you've heard it for the first time or who knows how many times, best wishes to you and yours for a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I see the lights of the city tonight, and I see a star shining so bright. A babe in a manger in swaddling clothes. It's you, it's me, everyone knows. Christmas spirit is in the air. The Christmas spirit is everywhere. Like the day Christ was born in Bethlehem. The Christmas spirit has been coming down. Of a church bell ring, and I see kids and grown-ups sing. Real life nativity scene. It's you, it's me, we all know what it means. Is in the air. The Christmas spirit is everywhere. Like the day Christ was born in Bethlehem. The Christmas spirit has been coming down. Since the day Christ was born in Bethlehem, the Christmas spirit has been coming down.
Old little town. Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Find
and your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a-shine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from our family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Ten lords a-leaping, changing of the seasons brings a change in me. I see with different eyes. I get a sense of all of nature's possibilities. It's like the world is new and precious as a baby, and life is sweet as children at play. And love is true, it's there in every heart. December makes me feel this way. Friends and family, strangers on the street are smiling at me. Inhibitions disappear. Laughing in the snow, I wish that I could know this feeling every moment of the year. The world is new and precious as a baby. Life is sweet as children at play, and love is truly there in every heart. December makes me feel this way. The spirit will guide me wherever I'm lost. It's gonna find me when I am unsure. It will remind inside of me. And love is truly there in every heart. December makes me feel, December makes me feel this way. Makes me feel this way.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A handful of federal judges have reversed their decisions to retire. They're in their 70s in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, and say since Donald Trump was reelected, they'll stay on the bench full time. Senate Republicans criticizing the decisions. President Biden has signed 50 bills into law. One makes the bald eagle, previously the unofficial national bird, official now. Christians in Syria attending a Christmas Mass at the Church of the Cross in Damascus. Syrian Christians protested in the capital yesterday, demanding greater protections for their religious minority. A passenger plane that took off from Azerbaijan's capital going to Russia crashed in Kazakhstan. Dozens of deaths, dozens survived, some in critical condition. Russian state media blamed a bird strike. Azerbaijan's president blames bad weather. Pope Francis on Christmas urges people to end wars and trouble over differences. This is ABC News. A recent report from a consumer watchdog group claims that popular air fryers from Igostar and Xiaomi are not only sharing user data with companies like Facebook and TikTok, but also storing their data on Chinese servers. Cybersecurity expert Scott Spiro says consumers should be careful about what permissions they give to appliance apps.
It may ask you for access to your contacts. It may ask you access to your location. It might ask you to access the microphone. And you can say no, no, and double no.
Igostar did not respond to the